Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord has made. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you on this morning, and we give your name praise, glory, and honor. You are great, you are mighty, you are mighty, and you are great, and you are God all by yourself. Father, right now, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father, we ask that you would forgive us wherever we have come short of your glory, short of your honor, and short of your praise. We embrace this brand new day, a day that you have made. We thank you for it. Now we ask that you would lead us, guide us, and direct us into all truths, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. We ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare that absolutely no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment we shall condemn. Thank you. We ask for your blessings upon our services today, Father. Hallelujah. Where you and you alone will be glorified and your people edified. Satan is already horrified in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. This is the day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Amen. We welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. We pray that everyone, amen, is doing well. Amen. Feeling strong in your spirit. Amen. As we had just concluded, amen, our 21 days of fasting and consecration. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God for the victory reports. Amen, that I've been receiving starting on yesterday, early in the morning. The calls started coming in. Amen, miracles taking place, victory reports. Amen, manifestations. Amen, hallelujah, new experiences. Amen, new things, new seasons, and it's all good. Amen. So we pray, amen, that you're sharing in that same, amen, vein and that same testimony. And if you're not, you will. Amen. A glory be to God. Why, beloved? Amen. Because prayer, amen, brings power. And this is exactly what we want to talk to you about on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, we see in the book of Luke, chapter number 4. Amen. And I'm going to read in your hearing a couple verses, starting in verse 14. Luke 4:14. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. The news of him went out throughout all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the seventh day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. We see in our scripture today, amen, where it begins, amen, in verse number 14, and it says, "And then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee." Where was Jesus returning from? Well, beloved, Jesus here was returning, amen, from the temptation of the Satan in the wilderness. This is when Jesus was fasting for 40 days, fasting for 40 nights. He was led into the Spirit. He was led into the wilderness, amen, by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. The Spirit led Jesus on the devil's territory, amen, to fight a couple bouts, spiritual bouts, amen, with Satan, amen, on Satan's territory. In Jesus' weakest point, because you know, by 40 days, he was weak in his flesh. Amen. Glory be to God. But he won. And he won, amen, because it was not a flesh and blood battle. He won because it was a spiritual battle. And Jesus used the word to win. Amen. A man shall not live by bread alone. He gave Satan the word. Every time Satan came at him, he came back at Satan, just like in the boxing ring, one punch after another. Well, this is one spiritual punch after another spiritual punch. So Satan would hit, amen, Jesus with his temptations and his weak spots and areas that Satan thought was weak and would have been weak, amen, if Jesus was not fasting. We can't say if Jesus was God, because if it was just based on Jesus being God, Jesus would not have to fast, see? But, amen, because Jesus already knew how to win. He didn't have to come in there with a gun and a knife and a baseball bat. He knew how to win. He used the weapons of mass destruction, and that was the power of God's word, because the power of God's word is the weapons of mass destruction. And so the Bible says Jesus won, amen, and in the wilderness. But, and so, beloved, and then Jesus left the wilderness. Jesus didn't stay in the wilderness. Jesus left the wilderness, amen, came back on his way by himself. Oh, my God, I think we're going to have to come back this week and talk about that. Amen, because that's significant. That's significant. A lot of times we waste our time, waste our life, and miss our destiny waiting on somebody, waiting on somebody to do something, waiting on somebody to show up, glory be, waiting on somebody else's approval, amen, after we know that the Spirit of God is leading us in another way. Glory be to God. And so Jesus came up out of the wilderness by himself, went into Galilee, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. So God, amen, is leading us somewhere. Amen. You have to remember that. God is leading you somewhere. No, God is not going to bless you from anywhere. Glory. Jesus didn't go to Jerusalem. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus didn't go into Bethlehem. Jesus went into Galilee. God is sending you somewhere. There's somewhere. Amen. Glory be to God. And he went into Galilee, as we saw yesterday, and he was well received. He was well received. It was right. Amen. He was right where he was supposed to be. Let me ask you a question right now. Where are you in the spirit? Are you where you supposed to be? Well, I'm over here in the corner. Yeah, but you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place to receive the fullness. You're the fullness of your destiny, the fullness of the will of God for the glory of God. You're in the wrong place. But Jesus knew where to be, because Jesus had just finished 40 days of fasting. Now we notice here, beloved, amen, that Jesus returned, amen, with power, Jesus' ministry was launched after the fasting. Not before the fasting, after the fasting. His ministry was launched. See, after the fasting, he gave birth. After the fasting comes the blessing. After the fasting comes the manifest. After the fasting comes the results. 2023 is the year of results. If God can't do it, it can't be done. Glory be to God. So, when Jesus launched his ministry after 40 days of fasting, and the Bible says he launched it with power, Holy Ghost power, because that's the only way we're going to win that dunamis power. Greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. Glory be to God. Power. Power. Amen. Fasting brings the power. Jesus already had power. Fasting brings more, beloved. And this is why, amen, you have that extra anointing, that double strength. That's what Jesus was telling the disciples. This kind only come by prayer and fasting. See, you already power, see, in your prayer life. But see, for this stubborn issue here, you got to put a little fasting with it, because it brings you what? The double power. The double anointing. See? Glory to the assurance that you're going to get what you come for. But beloved, my point here that I want you to see is when Jesus concluded his fasting, he came back witnessing. He came back doing the work of God. He came back to let, amen, the world know. Amen. After his fasting, the Bible tells us, beloved, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Go and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. See, before your fasting, you was a little timid, okay? You was a little timid. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Sometimes you would talk about Jesus. Sometimes you won't. You know, sometimes you would do it. Amen. You would go out. Amen. Hallelujah. On the missionary field. Amen. And the missionary field could be the corner store. Amen. The missionary field is wherever you step your feet. See, glory be to God, huh? And sometimes you would, you know, care to say something. Sometimes you might say something in the doctor's office. Sometimes you won't. Sometimes you might say something. Sometimes you won't. See, but when the fasting is complete, you now have the power to go into those dry places. You now have the power to now go into those timid places. You now have the power to approach the people that you would not have ordinarily approached. Glory be to God. You have the power, amen, to walk up on the homeless and give them Jesus. You have the power to approach the stranger and let them know about Jesus. You have the power. You're not afraid. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're not sitting around watching TV, amen, all day and on social media all day and doing things for yourself and for the world all day. Without giving God some time, you have the power, amen, to now approach that family dinner. Amen, hallelujah, and not leave that place until you tell somebody about Jesus. You are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. You're not ashamed, amen, to tell the Uber driver about Jesus. You're not ashamed to tell the bus driver about Jesus. You're not ashamed to tell the trash man, the doctor, glory be to God, the cashier, because you now have that power. You have the power to surge through darkness. You have that power to show up on Satan's kingdom and take over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you don't have to wait for your prayer partner. If they late, glory be to God, or can't come, you catch them the next time. You don't have to wait for the pastor, because the pastor busy too. Huh? You said, I'm gone in Jesus' name. Well, when Amazon drop off that package, they already tell you when they're 10 stops away, you're going to be at the door waiting. Because you're going to give them a Bible track. You're going to let them know Jesus is Lord. You have the power to do the work that God has called us to do. God didn't just call us, amen, to live life and live pretty and live large and be wealthy and healthy and rich and all of that is God's blessings to us. There are automatic benefits that come to us when we serve God. We're not living for a diamond ring and a Rolex watch and a Mercedes Benz. That's not why Jesus died on the cross. So you can live in a mansion and ride a Rolls Royce and put $5 million in your bank account that somebody else going to spend when you get up out of here. That's not why Jesus died on the cross. So you can get a weave, amen, one of those expensive weaves with that hair hanging down your back and your mink coats and your fine wardrobe. That's not why Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross that all men might be saved. And it is not God's will that any man should perish. That's why Jesus died on the cross. And he is dependent on you and me to carry the good news of the gospel. And you don't wait till no Sunday. We got to stop preaching to one another in the congregations. We living in a church with walls. All we want to do is high-five one another in the church. Preach to one another in the church. The lost souls are out in the vineyard. They're standing on the street corners. They're in the barbershop. They in the schoolhouses. They in the shopping malls. That's the sheep. That's the soul that God wants. And he's dependent on you and me. Get your nails done once a month. Go twice a month and never even witness, amen, to the people that's doing your nails. They understand English. You get short on that money, you're going to find out, amen, hallelujah, if they understand English or not when they open their mouths and say $2 more. And you never, ever, ever opened your mouth because they was a different persuasion. God is counting on us to carry the gospel. And let every individual on earth, everybody that crosses your path, it's not an accident. There are no accidents in the Lord's kingdom. That person you sat next to was the person you were supposed to sit next to. That person that was in back of you in the supermarket line was supposed to be in back of you. Whenever you cross somebody's path, you best believe God was ordering your steps. God could have sent any Uber driver in the city, there's a lot of them, but that person that picked you up was the person that was supposed to pick you up. And God is counting on you and me. Open our mouths and say something. Yeah, go Eagles, go Birds. Yeah, thank God for the Birds. Thank God for the Eagles. Amen, hallelujah. And God said, that, and you will mount up as an eagle yourself. Baby, take that conversation and learn how to reverse it quickly. Because he who winneth souls is wise. You can start out talking about the Eagles. You can start out talking about the weather. Start out talking about whatever way thing you need to talk about to get connected to the person you're talking to. And then let the Holy Spirit, amen, show you how to turn that thing around so you can drop the scriptures. You don't have to preach a whole sermon. All you need is one or two verses in your heart. And let the world know that God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the gospel message. 66 books in that Bible. Every word is precious. The most important scripture in the whole book is 2 John 3:16. You need to have it in your heart and in your mouth, and you need to be telling absolutely everybody you run into, even in the courtroom, in the settlement room, amen, in the doctor's office. I don't care what room you're in, amen, you need to invite them in the Lord's room. And then, because God's word never returned unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything he sends it forth to do, when you deposit that, and glory be to God, and that person is ripe and ready, amen, to receive, amen, then you hit him with the second most important scripture, amen, and I'm finished. Huh. Glory be to God. Huh. After you get their attention, huh, then you want to take them over to Romans 10. Huh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then you want to, amen, go down, amen, to verse number 9. Huh? If you declare with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be satisfied. You will be, hallelujah, saved. You will be saved. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Beloved, if you didn't do nothing else, if you didn't know nothing else in the Bible, glory be to God, but those two scriptures, and shared those two scriptures everywhere you went, starting today, would you like to be saved? Today might be your last day. I don't know why I'm talking. Look, do you want to be saved? Because tomorrow's not promised. Well, I was baptized. Would you like to be saved, born again, receiving Jesus Christ and your heart as Lord and Savior? It only take a couple seconds. I don't know what to say. All you do is tell. All you do, and they say they're ready. Say, okay, just repeat after me. Father, forgive me for my sins. I invite Jesus Christ into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. Bam. Okay, 5 seconds. Hallelujah. You're saved. Brother, sister, amen, amen. We're going to pray for you. Can I have your name? Here's one of our ministry cards. I want to invite you to call in sometime. Here's a Bible tract. You know, take this, read this. Okay, on the back of our Bible tracts, we have our church information, so you ain't got to get into all the churchy stuff right now. Amen, just take this Bible tract, read this, be encouraged. When they get finished reading that 1 minute, 2 minute tract, then this Holy Spirit will lead them to call the ministry because the telephone number's on the back. And you just did the will of God. And you just did the will of God. And power, because now you have the power to do it, because you just finished 21 days of fasting. You didn't fast for 21 days and lose, amen, 5 pounds, and maybe you did. It's a good thing for some of us. We need to lose 5 more. Huh? You didn't lose it just for the healthy part, and that's a good thing. Because God's will for us to be in hell. These are all byproducts. See, you fasted for 21 days to get power with God, power, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, to do the will of God, to do the work of God, and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that is the only reason you living today. I know you think you living for retirement. And Lord's willing, you will retire. I know you think you're living to see the grandchildren graduate from college and all that other stuff, and Lord's willing, you'll do all that, but that ain't the reason you're here. Just let me hit it right here and quit it. The only reason you are alive today, saint, is to do the will of God. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into my kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said in that last day, he's going to say to a lot of folks, depart from me, I know you not. Your work was of iniquity. Beloved, will you tell the Lord yes? Will you tell the Lord yes? Come on. We have to separate ourselves from the world. We let the world dominate. The world let you know. We're talking about the Eagles. We're talking about the flu. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the White House. We're talking about, amen, the police brutality. But how many of us are talking about Jesus? And I got one question in reference to police brutality. I got one question, and I'm going to get an answer to it. I'm going to get an answer if I got to go down to city council. When a policeman is out there doing their job and the person is giving them resistance, the person is fighting the policeman, amen, coming at the policeman first, I just want to know one question. What is the policeman supposed to do? That's the only thing I want. And what is the policeman just supposed to let the person run? I mean, is the policeman just supposed to sit there and let the other person? What is the that's my question, beloved. Because even though this whole world here, amen, needs some prayer, amen, but there is no respect for authority. That's my only point today. I ain't saying right, wrong, wrong. All I'm saying is why can't you just stop? Why you can't just put your hands up? Why you got to come fighting, amen, and swinging at authority? And then now everybody want to protest, see, because of your rash behavior that took you to the graveyard. I'm just trying to make a point here, beloved. I'm just trying to make a point. My point is this, and this is the only thing that's really bothering me. I really want to know what was the policeman supposed to do? When these guys come at them, are they just supposed to sit there and say, you hit me first, you shoot me, man? And what the policeman supposed to say, shoot me, and then I'll shoot you back after I'm dead? Beloved, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. When the policemen, when they go on strike for 2 weeks, everybody going to have a different attitude. When the policemen put their gun down, beloved, there's already some conversations going on, and they go on strike for 1 week or 2 weeks. I think that might have to happen, amen, for us to bring authority back to where authority needs to be. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the word of God on today, God. Father, help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, we keeping our mouth shut. We talk about everything but what's important. We spend hours, Father God, amen, running over the same conversation in different ways. Father God, we talking about everything. James, the Floyd, secret documents, Father God, and this and the flu and the economy and the price of eggs. And we talk about everything that's going down the toilet. Father God, forgive us for not caring enough to reach out to somebody, for not being bold enough to reach out to somebody, for not having enough power to go into those dark places, Father, the places that you're sending us to reach the lost souls, because souls are precious to you and they're your number one commodity. Forgive us, God. And after now that we have completed our fast and we will continue fasting as our lifestyle, but we now have the power to do what we couldn't do before the fast. And we're asking you to lead us, guide us, and direct us. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Services are at 12 o'clock noon Eastern time, back at 9 o'clock. Okay? I gave everyone, I worked it out with them yesterday. Okay? You're not going to be charged by your cell phone provider anymore. I gave everybody the new backup number. The ministry took care of that. We took the expense, okay, to make sure that you are at a comfort level and you can enjoy the services without looking at your clock to see how many minutes you done used. That's just a distraction of the devil. All right, so I sent that out to everybody, amen, on yesterday. Please call in at 12, spread the news, 9 p.m., spread the news, amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, and we want to give God praise, glory, and honor. We're going to maybe opening up the floor one day this week. I'll let you know what day. We want to hear your testimonies, amen. The testimonies are still coming in, so we'll let the Lord continue to do some things, amen. There are several announcements. Amen, that I need to make to you guys personally in my personal life and also pertaining to the ministry. Amen, but just hold on. Amen, just hold on. Amen, in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Fires, gas explosions, carjackings. Father God, we say thank you. Thank you for this word today, encouraging us that fasting brings power. Now we got to use the power for your kingdom, for your glory, and for your honor. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, will not, and shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Meet everybody at the altar of prayer at 12 and 9. And then back here again tomorrow morning at 9 at 6 p.m. Amen. Social media, Lord's willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the morning altar. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Go out and get him. Go out and get him. God is waiting on you. It's also going to put another star in your cap, in your crown. Amen. Thank God for the stars and the crowns. And thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Lift him up, lift him up, still he speaks from eternity. See, y'all young folks don't know nothing about that. Lift him up. Do I have anybody in here old enough to remember that? We didn't take me back, Mom. Lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. Oh, yeah. And I, if I be we get caught up in drawing. That's not our job. Our job is to lift. Lift him up. Praise him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Hallelujah. And he'll do the drawing.